Well, the people I work for, Hamming Holsteins, they have a lot of heifers. They do a lot of embryo work. They have a bull and stud at Blondin, so they're pretty busy.
And how many animals did you bring out to the show?
We have 9 in our string.
And how do you go about transporting them? I've seen there's some trailers back there. There's a couple large trucks. You come from a long ways. Would you get together with some other breeders to come out here?
We shared a liner with another farm from BC, and then we stopped in Alberta, picked up another farm, and then we took a tack trailer with us. So
this is quite a lengthy journey. It takes a few days to get from A to B here in Saskatoon. How long did it take?
The cows left a day before us, so it took them 2 days, and then it took us a day to come. We followed behind. So
how big is your crew?
There's 4 of us right now, but we have 2 more coming.
Okay. So what do you do typically here? I've been watching some of the younger people working with the animals, and they get treated pretty well in regards to the cleanup procedure. You don't like to see anything fall to the ground, if I can put it politely.
Yeah, we catch everything to keep them clean as possible. They all get washed in the morning, fed. They get pampered.
For somebody who hasn't been to the Okanagan, what's the dairy industry like there? We sort of have a concentration of dairies north of Saskatoon here. Would there be a high concentration of dairies in that part of BC?
Yeah, there's a lot of dairies in the Okanagan area. A lot more than out here.
How large farms are we talking about?
Oh, average size out there is 250, I'd probably say.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to be an employee?
I'm actually related to the owner of this farm.
Oh, okay.
And I showed as a kid in 4-H and WCC, so just kind of been working ever since.
Okay. So are you going to be in the show ring with any animals at all this weekend as well?
Yeah, I'll be showing 1 heifer probably. So.
Okay. What's that like? Tell us about the show preparation. Do you have to be in a, I don't want to say a uniform, but do you have to be dressed a specific way?
Yeah, we show in all white, so mm-hmm. White pants, white shirt.
What's the important thing that you do in the ring to make sure that the animal is showing off its best qualities to the judge? What's your responsibility?
You got to remain calm. Show her to, like, her best, pretty much. So make sure she's looking her best at all times. Walking slow, you know, kind of showing her off to your best ability, pretty much.
How would you compare the difference between beef and dairy, both for the animal and the showmanship aspect of it?
Beef is very different. Clipping's different, feeding's different, showing's different. It's just like almost completely opposite, to be honest.
Well, looking at the dairy cattle from a distance, there doesn't seem to be a lot of hair to hide any of the flaws. How do you get around that?
So they clip pretty much everything off, blow their tops up to keep them looking like straight. Mm-hmm. And angular, because that's what the dairy breed is. With beef, they blow the hair up to make them look bigger because they're a meat cow.